Pat, welcome to the talk show today. Pat Colwett is the superintendent of schools of the Burlington Community School District. He will be for the next few months before he skedaddles to some other port of a call, I guess we would say. But it was 2 years ago today. I was going for a wellness visit, Pat, at the doctor's. But I remember sitting in the waiting room reading about this Wuhan and all of the hospitals they were building in Wuhan for all of this thing called a SARS virus that had struck there. And I thought, but we had not had any cases here in the United States as of that time. Wasn't very long before that changed. All of a sudden, we're going on 3 years. This is the third year that we've been dealing with this thing. I think we're all getting a little tired of it, aren't we?
We are. I was fortunate when it was first starting. My oldest daughter, Myra Goldie, was living in Prague, and she was feeding me, I hate to use a military term, but she was feeding me intel on how it was spreading. And she said, "Dad, you need to be getting ready for this because it's coming." I know right now the United States, she said, my friends are sending me pictures from Chicago and L.A. and New York, thousands of people piled in different places. She said, "Dad, once it hits, it's going to hit and hit hard. So start getting your school ready." So I heeded her warning, and we did some work. We did, we're ready to go. But, yeah, everybody's the fatigue is overwhelming.
And you have had... let's face it, the Omicron variant is, in general, milder.
It is.
But it is also much more contagious than the previous variants. In 1918 and 19, when this thing faded out, what happened is they didn't have any. There was no inoculations. There was no vaccines. But what did happen that ended this was the variants or the varieties or the mutations.
Yeah.
They became weaker and weaker, and they became, in essence, it just simply disappeared. That's what happened to that pandemic in that time. And it appears, if all of the other medical experts are correct, that we're dealing with the same thing. However, what we're also dealing with is that we're dealing with a surge that's going on. You said you have... You had a lot of staff members out last week.
We do. A lot of it is flu, cold, that type of stuff. About anywhere from, on any given day, 10 to 20, possibly 25% of it is COVID. But it's also the flu and the normal stuff that you deal with. I myself tested positive Monday morning last week. And I took my 5-day quarantine, lived in my basement. And the wife lived upstairs. She never contracted it. And for me, it was less impactful than even the flu.
Yeah, we've got a similar plan in our house just in case, too. Yeah, we've got enough. I've got my own bathroom. She can have her own bathroom.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. At night, she would sit at the top of the steps, and I'd sit at the bottom of the steps. And we would talk about our day, and then she would go upstairs, and I'd stay downstairs.
Yeah, it's a kind of thing that that we are, as you mentioned, we're all just really tired of it. Fatigue is not even the right word. It's just we just want it over, and I think that's really where we will get to. I remember talking with you at about this same time last year, saying, "Hey, it looks like it's going to be next year's going to be. We are going to be
back in normal.
We're going to be in real normal." And we got close to it. I had when my daughter got married in June, it was down to near zero.
Right
at that particular weekend that we were there. And it was, it felt like it was gone. And I said, "Hey, we're back into normal." I got in Ragbri, it had a habit of coming back, didn't it?
It did. It did. And
you've got a mask. Now, you've got the city or the school board, your mask mandate. You've got the 3-tiered mandate. It's been modified somewhat.
Yeah, last night they took Tier 3 out.
Okay.
Tier 3 dealt with after-school activities, sporting events, those type of things, concerts. The Southeast Conference, who we're members of, no school district in our conference in this part of the state still has the mask mandate. So what do we do when, you know, 500 people show up
right.
from Mount Pleasant and not a one of them has a mask? Now, when you walk in, we have a table. Hey, we have a mask mandate. Here's a box
right.
of 10,000 masks, and nobody takes them. You know, and then the AD, what's the AD do? Is he
right.
is he now converted to a mask cop, you know, where he's, you know, arguing with people from the other towns, you know, and that type of thing. So the school board did make the decision last night.
Yeah.
The dissenting vote was Mrs. Holzen felt we needed to keep the masks at these events. You look at the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, there's 100,000 people packed in those stadiums. There's not a mask on
no,
one of them.
No.
You know, and that type of thing. So we did change that last night, which then converts it to a first reading because we changed it
right.
again. So now Monday it'll be on there again, you know, and have to have a second reading.
Now, I know it was based on a positivity rate. Now, that positivity rate, was that within the school or within the county?
We are using the county.
Okay.
We use the government's site. We look at it on Wednesday. If the numbers are down and there's a change, then we announce that on Friday. We're trying not to do one thing today, something else tomorrow, and something the next day. We're trying to get to a point where we make a decision once a week. And that decision is made based upon the information that's released on Wednesday. And then if there's a change, that change is communicated from Wednesday to Friday. That way everybody knows what to do the following Monday.
We also, I was talking also last week, we were talking on the air. I had a guest on. But I said one of the more difficult things particularly, and you just kind of brought it up, one of the more difficult things right now, the normal cold and flu season, this is when it happens. This is cold season. This
is
flu season. This is when, you know, when people, you know, are going to have sniffles and sore throats and things like
right.
that.
Right, yeah.
And those are virtually the same symptoms that those who are fully vaccinated particularly have with if they should come down with COVID.
Right, and I was fully vaccinated a month and a half ago. I got the booster. I still picked it up.
Yeah.
Now, the symptoms were much less. My oxygen level in my bloodstream remained extremely high at 98%. So I didn't have the, you know, the
right.
respiratory issues and those type of things that some people do. So I do believe, for me, that the shots and the vaccine and the booster did make a difference in the severity of the of that COVID had on me personally.
But from a percentage standpoint, you said, I believe it was over 100 staff members out last week. Was that right?
Just yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, 100.
Just yesterday. Yeah, we're running that about a day. Right now, we are doing everything we can to keep our school open and operational. I would like to praise the Burlington Education Association and the Labor Management Committee getting together and coming up with plans on how we can keep the schools open. We don't want to get to where we have to shut down and then end up, you know,
right.
going deeper and deeper into June, you know, and those type of things.
And,
so.
You know, one of the things that we've seen particularly, well, we had a couple of delays. I think a couple of delays because of weather, obviously
yeah,
snow and ice and that sort of thing. What I've seen in Illinois is I have seen that they go to an automatic. In fact, to see any school, they don't delay. They either go to, but they don't cancel either. They go to basically remote learning.
Right.
Do you have a remote learning option?
The state of Iowa has said no remote learning. You're either there.
That's right.
Or it doesn't
count.
My
wife said if it's remote learning, it doesn't count as a day.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So
which I'm concerned with, Steve, in the fact of. You look at the colleges and universities right now, and including your one-year program, your two-year programs, then your traditional four-year bachelor's
right,
degree,
right.
master's, your PhD. Every bit of that has a part of digital learning involved. So really, we shouldn't let that skill set diminish by saying absolutely not. This is not going to happen. This is not okay. When in fact, we should say it is okay, and we need to be good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't you still have remote students that are operating remotely?
We do. We started a regional online academy, Vibe, at the old James
right.
Madison. And what we're doing is the money, the millions of dollars that leave Iowa every year hundreds of millions, most likely, and they go to providers outside of Iowa. So we're losing Iowa dollars, and we're losing Iowa jobs. Online learning is growing 100 times faster than any form of instruction right now. So we're trying to keep students in Iowa. We're trying to keep money in Iowa, and we're trying to employ Iowa teachers. And so far, it is working. And we've set it up in a way that allows students from Fort Madison, Keokuk, Danville, New London, Mount Pleasant, Winfield can take courses. And the other way that helps Iowa is you have to be able to offer and teach. You have to offer all these classes. And if you can't, and that little school only has three kids in that class, the ratio of teacher to student makes it not viable, but we're able to help these small schools stay open too.
Now, the question is that if you've got students that are 100% remote learning, do they get credit? Do you get the credit for having those students as in school?
We do. And as a matter of fact, we were just going over finances. It's that time of year. You know, we're going to get our allowable growth, and they're going to do the CPI and all that stuff. And our online academy is floating itself. We're not taking money from anywhere else in Burlington schools.
Okay.
It is being self-sustaining. And the other exciting news on self-sustaining is our early childhood center that we opened up at the old course building is also self-sustaining. Because you venture into these things, and at the time, there's risk. Because you have to ask yourself, is this going to be able to be self-sustaining so I don't have to move money from something else to that? And right now, they are.
As you look at, I know that city council has been, in fact, they're doing budget sessions all day today. The county will be doing budget sessions.
Yep.
I know my property tax is paid from, it's a three-legged stool with a couple of little splinters out of there. But
it is.
But it's the largest entity is Burlington Community School District.
By far.
And then second largest is the city, and then obviously the third is the county for those of us that live in the city. But we've got a handful of things that come into that. But the school is the largest entity. Do you have to wait for the state until they determine what your formula is, isn't it? School aid?
It is, but a lot of it is in law. And
okay.
The CPI, the economic wellness indicating number of how much money's coming in and going out. Right now, CPI is high.
Right.
Previous years, it was low. And then you can only give up to CPI, you know, or lower. And so the law actually kind of reads, it tells you what you're going to get. Now, this year will be a little bit different because it's higher. The economy's, you know, getting back on its feet. You know, money's moving. People are working, you know, that type of thing. So I assume this year we'll be able to give the teachers more.
The supply chain issues that have affected businesses across the entire world, and particularly here, the supply chain issues, has that had any effect on schools?
It has. And for us, it's more the food. You were talking, Burlington is the biggest tax thing, but we're also one of the biggest employers. So our people are buying their houses, their cars, their groceries, you know, those type of things, and moving that money, which is very important. And so as we get ready to go, we'll see what happens. But I think this year we'll be able to be a little richer in our settlements with our unions, negotiations process.
Because of the formula and the CPI formula goes in there. How does the legislature determines allowable growth? Is that right?
Well, the legislation does, but it's the Department of Management and the CPI and where they're at. Right now, I know Governor Reynolds is looking at quite a surplus, and she's looking at some things with taxes, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, you look at it, and a lot of people are like, well, you need to keep those taxes up there so you can then, you know, fund these other things, you know, that type of thing. But the school also makes money off of sales tax, the 1 cent sales tax. And if people have more money, they're going to buy more. And when they buy more, the money moves. And then that also drives the economy. So it's a two-sided sword. you know, sharp on both sides.
When do you find out exactly where you stand?
Not for a while. Okay, have to, again, in good faith, we enter into negotiations with the Teamsters, with the state unions, with the teacher union. You know, so there's four bargaining units that we work with.
When is the budget signed, sealed, and delivered?
The Iowa law says it's supposed to be done at a certain time, but it very seldom is. I know that in the past they've hurried up and done it, and people then they're not happy with it. You know, oh, you just hurried up and pushed it through. Well, the law says it's supposed to be done by now. And then if you don't have it done by that time frame, then everybody starts yelling that you're not done and you're supposed to be done. So it's a process that takes a long time.
I was back a year ago. I said, I said, has this been the toughest year you've ever been in education? And you said, yes, by
yes,
far.
Yes, it is.
Now I ask you a year later.
It is.
Has this been as tough as last year?
Yeah, it has. And it was interesting because when I first became a superintendent, Governor Chet Culver did a 1% or a 10% cut across the board. And bigger than heck, the old guys were like, oh, Pat, they'll never do anything worse than this to you. You know what I mean? And it's that old adage, don't ever say it can't get worse. You know what I mean? Because anytime you say that, never say never. Exactly.
We're going to take a break for
Sounds
news.
Like James Bond.
That does indeed. We're going to take a break. We will be back after the news. We'll talk more. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about sports. We'll talk about some other things that are going on, some good things going on as well at the Burlington Community Schools and any other issues that are on the top of my mind, and also Jim's. Excuse me, Pat's.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Jim, wait a minute, who's Jim? Where's Jim? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
It's a high school girl-boy basketball doubleheader this Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Join KC Fleming as Notre Dame hosts Danville. Brought to you by Rangspitz Flooring America, Bob Dodds Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. Doubleheader high school basketball Friday night at 5:45 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Hi, I'm Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director at The Views of Burlington. Our world has undergone some major changes in the last year. We here at The Views understand how these changes have affected our local families, and we want to help. To help our local economy, we have raised our wages in every department. We are grateful for the opportunity to provide healthy wages for our employees and invite you to come join the Oakview family. To learn more about these positions and apply online, go to viewseniorliving.com/careers.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Fort Madison Police Department is investigating a shots fired incident in the city. According to a news release on Monday at 8:38 p.m., a 911 call was received from an occupant inside a home in the 2800 block of Avenue K stating that shots were fired into his house. Investigating officers observed damage to a second-story window and recovered four shell casings from the roadway. The residence was occupied at the time, but no one was injured. The neighborhood was canvassed, yielding additional video evidence of the incident, which is believed to be a threat directed to a resident of the home who was not there at the time rather than a random act. Authorities are continuing to investigate the incident. Iowa House Republicans are proposing steps to address gaps in Iowa's mental health care system. Radio Iowa reports that includes state spending to add 46 psychiatric beds at the state mental health institutes in Cherokee and Independence. Republican Representative Ann Meyer of Fort Dodge says the issue came up in conversations with law enforcement and with constituents as she campaigned.
I had so many people standing at the doors telling me, 20-minute stories about loved ones that don't have access to mental health services, that are living on the streets, that are in crisis constantly.
One initiative would see the state spend $1.2 million to support a dozen psychiatrists in training from the University of Iowa who will be working at the two mental health institutes and at the Iowa Prison System's intake center in Oakdale. A new state law lets homeowners in Illinois request the removal of racist language from property deeds decades after the language was deemed unenforceable and outlawed. WBEZ reports that restrictive covenants barring black people from owning a property or labeling properties white only can be edited more easily due to the change. State Senator Adrian Johnson, a Buffalo Grove Democrat, was among the law's sponsors. Johnson says the covenants aren't enforceable, but making it simpler to edit them is, quote, another way of righting the wrongs from the past, end quote. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate today continues debate on voting rights legislation blocked by Republicans.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they'll be voting on a rules change, calling for a talking filibuster in this case, which requires senators to stand at their desks and argue their views. But that change isn't expected to pass.
Fox's Jill Nato. New York's attorney general is asking a court to order former President Trump and his family to cooperate with her civil investigation, saying there's evidence they lied about the value of assets for tax, loan, and insurance purposes.
The Trump Organization says the move is unconstitutional, claiming New York is trying to compel them to turn over documents to be used in potential future prosecutions. The prosecutor in Manhattan is conducting a simultaneous criminal probe of the Trump Organization.
Fox's Evan Brown. New home construction up for a third straight month, with a 15.6% increase last year over 2020. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A Winchell advisory in effect 6 p.m. tonight to 12 noon Thursday. We are looking at mostly cloudy skies through the day. Temperatures will be holding steady or could be slowly falling. Windchill values down to 10 below with northwest winds gusting to 30. Partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 2 below. Wind chill values down to 15 below. North winds gusting to 30. Sunny and cold Thursday. A high of 8 above, mostly clear Thursday night. Low to 7 below. Sunny Friday, 19. And right now, we continue with cloudy skies. We're still at 12 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Investors are scooping up some stocks on sale this morning on Wall Street after yesterday's sell-off. Major averages are in the green at the open today. Stocks are higher even though bond yields are also higher. The interest rate on the 10-year hit 1.9% this morning, the highest since January of 2020, right before the pandemic started. Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Procter & Gamble, and United Health shares all higher on strong earnings reports today. Sony shares are tanking after Microsoft announced it's buying video game maker Activision Blizzard. Verizon and AT&T turned on a major new part of their 5G networks this morning with 5G dead spots near airports because the FAA says it can interfere with tools pilots use to land safely. Verizon and AT&T will charge more for 5G plans. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who says planning a wedding has to be stressful? Sunday, January 30th, the Pritchard Broadcasting Bridal and Event Expo brings newlyweds and the top event professionals in the area together under one roof for one exciting day of wedding and event planning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find the perfect photographer to capture every moment of your special day. Choose the caterer your guests will rave about. Say yes to the perfect dress and a tux to match. Pick your colors and the decor for your choice of venues. Discover the latest wedding trends and find everything you need to plan your next special event. Catering, bridal gowns, tuxedos and suits, floral, DJs, event rentals, photography, venues, jewelry, tanning, hair, and nails. Featuring vendors at the top of their field, including Cody's Creations, The Colony Shop and Bridal Loft, Old Hickory Lane Boutique, It's Electric Entertainment, and more. Don't miss the Bridal and Event Expo, Sunday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. And be sure to go online to kbur.com or go through the link on our Facebook page. Pre-register for the event and receive offers and updates from participating vendors.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Friday, February 18th at the Howard Johnson in Burlington from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today, reminiscing about some days gone by with Pat Cohen.
Yeah. Good, great memories. Though.
Yeah, memories of a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, wow. You've served our community for a long time.
Well, this year, it's coming up in 3 weeks, it'll be 45 years.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I was just a kid when I started. Yes, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I,
1977.
Yep. 1977.
He handed me a trophy as the as a dance-off winner.
Started broadcasting in 1972.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome, though.
50 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Enough of that. Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm old, okay?
Hey, I'm right there.
But I'm still having fun, and that's the key.
That's
all
awesome.
Right, let's take a look at some of these things that we've got here. We talked about you've got your own online academy, so to speak. It's what's the name of that, Pat?
Vibe.
Okay. Yep. And is that's operating? If I'm right, that's operating out of the James Madison Middle School yet? Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And so everything that, and as far as your early or your preschool or your
early childhood center, yep.
Have you had any issues with child care during this during the pandemic?
We did. We had to shut down at one time for, I believe it was 2 days, staff. Just like everybody else, staff shortages. We can't find employees. Lacey Johnson, our HR director, is scouring the colleges and universities. Hunting people down. It's, you know, people, and again, you know, when I was a kid and you were a kid, you know, I had, there were six of us kids, you know what I mean? My wife's from a family of 10 children. Now, you know.
Yeah, I'm from a family of five, so. Yeah.
You know, and Jen and I had four, so.
I had three.
See, we're above the curve, but now we're on the backside of our careers.
Yeah. I used to say, I started with one eczema, now I've got five.
There you go. Yep.
But it's not. That's simply not the case anymore, is it? No,
it is a
diminishing returns because, and actually, and I don't know, I'm guessing that I'm guessing these last 2 years with COVID has certainly not helped those numbers.
It has not. Initially, several people came to me and said, hey, everybody's home quarantining. They're gonna have all kinds of kids. You're gonna have a baby boom. Didn't happen.
No, I think there was. I think the entire COVID is the psychological effect of COVID was certainly. This is not a euphoric. It was not a euphoric time. It's been a challenging time. But I tell you what I have noticed is the Burlington sports has continued to improve pretty much across the board. And you're playing, your football team made the playoffs. Football team, and you had some star athletes on that team. In fact, you had one of the greatest, probably the number one all-state prospect or college prospect. I can't think of the young man's name.
Yep. He, University of Iowa has come down and met with him, offered him preferred walk-on. You know, that type of thing. We're not sure where he's going to go. You know what I mean? But it's nice to have that. And the thing people need to realize is he's a great student.
Yeah.
And an even better young man. So.
No, that's basketball, boys basketball has come completely around from what it was a few years ago.
When I first got here, like 0-25 or something like that. And right now, Fort Madison. How about those Bloodhounds?
Yeah.
Rated number one in the state of Iowa. We have to play them, you know, so that's going to be a tough game. The good thing is, though, we're in it.
Yeah.
We lost to Washington in a close game. They're rated fourth in the state. We're getting better. That was one of the things we started working on right away when we got here was changing some of the things that we did. We put our middle school. We made one school. We stopped every school with something other than a Greyhound. We stopped that. We told everybody, nope, we're 100%. We're all Greyhounds. And that first homecoming parade, I had very polite and joyful little old ladies stopping me and saying, Pat, it is so nice to see everybody in purple.
Yeah, the boys' golf team was
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. They've been very, very strong the last 2 years, but this year was just particularly a great year for them.
Yep, girls' volleyball won a conference title.
One of the things that I notice is that swimming has come up too. You've got shared agreements in swimming.
We do. When I came here, that we were exclusive. We didn't invite people in. One of the things I suggested is our orchestra, our swim team, the things that other schools can't offer, that we allow people to come. My favorite story, a young man that went to Holy Trinity High School, little freshman, a very small young man of stature, maybe 5'4", maybe 100 pounds. Great kid,
yeah.
Great mom and dad. And the dad came to me after he had started swimming at Burlington. He said, Pat, he said, I want to tell you, I was so worried about my son come into that big school and, you know, what might happen. He might get bullied. He might get, you know, picked on, you know, his size. And he said, honestly, he has 25 big brothers. It's your school's not a big, ugly, scary place. It's a great place. And so what we've done is we've brought kids in. And for the most part, we've have the them. They go back to their resident district, and they're able to tell good stories about Burlington. So it seems to be working. Now, there have been instances where that's not the case, but that happens in all high schools across the state of Iowa, and you deal with it when it does.
I was remembering back when we were just into the COVID, and you had told me you basically had a Ghostbusters team that would go into locker rooms before events, after events,
right.
And it was they had these
the packs.
They had the packs, and they're spraying. When did that stop? That stopped last year, didn't it?
Well, we're still doing some of it. You know, buses, locker rooms, you know, that type of thing. And it did start scaling back, but now it's scaling back up.
Okay, but again, the COVID itself, though, is pretty much all air distributed or air contagious, basically.
Yep.
So that's hence the mask. If you are wearing masks,
right.
know, it's But it's going to be a challenge now. For the next month or so is going to be a big challenge. I'm going to guess that's probably going to be about as big of a challenge as you've seen. Is that right?
We hope not. We hope it's trending down now.
Well, we're hoping it too, but
yeah. But again, you know, hope is not a strategy. You know, so our strategy is to maintain the mitigation processes.
Okay. So in terms of the effects of COVID, would you say that all of the things that you have done or you are doing, basically the school is still operating. You still have students that are enrolled, dual enrolled at SEC and
we
also
do.
At BHS. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you've had, and you're still dealing with, you're dealing with some absenteeism, but it's also dealing with cold and flu season.
It is. And absenteeism is a huge thorn in anybody's rear end. You know, I try to tell people, one of the examples I use is I always tell people the jump. And they're like, what the hell? What are you talking about, Pat? That makes no sense. The jump the. What are you talking about? The cow jumped over the moon. Oh, yeah, the little nursery rhyme. Right. But if you only hear every other lesson, your curricular spiral is exploded. And your ability to learn the content is exponentially degraded. So you have to be in class every day, engaged, and then you hear the cow jumped over the moon instead of the jump the.
My father used to tell me an expression, and it was similar to that.
Yeah.
It was, if dog, then rabbit. What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? After if doesn't mean anything, because if doesn't count.
Right.
You're do or you don't do.
That's right.
If doesn't count.
Yeah. See, my dad always told me, the biggest word in the world, Patrick, is if.
Yep.
If I hadn't, he said, the bottom line is you do.
Whatever follows if means nothing. We're going to take a break.
He's the one that leads your team. And when it comes down to that final play, he's the one your team looks to make it happen. Only one show can give you access to everything Coach has to say. And you can hear it right here on Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey on the Hawkeye Sports Network. Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey this Monday night at 7 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Joint pain? You may feel it all the time or only when doing certain activities. Related symptoms are tingling or numbness in fingers or toes, or redness or swelling in a joint. When you're ready to do something about your pain, Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center is ready to help. You often can get an evaluation within 24 hours. Make an appointment today to live with less pain. Call Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in Fort Madison or West Burlington.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you ready to start planning your next vacation? Direct flights between Burlington, Iowa and St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare begin February 1st, 2022. Daily service on Cape Air is affordable and convenient from Burlington, with flights starting at just $39 each way to St. Louis and $49 each way to Chicago O'Hare. Parking at the Burlington Airport is free with service beginning February 1st. Book your next trip at capeair.com.
The Chad Benson Show.
You're going to find more people that are on the left side of the aisle running for re-election, potentially in very tight races. There are going to be far more about unmasking and opening up and taking the clamps off if they feel that they're going to be voted out because of that. Not based in science, but the science of saving your ass.
The Chad Benson Show. Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Pat Cohen is with us. He's the superintendent of the Burlington Community Schools. There is no mask mandate by the state of Iowa, but there is mask mandates that you do have a tier one and a tier two. What does the tier one and tier two mean, Pat?
Yeah, they've got numbers. I've got them on my cell phone. I'll get that out. That way I make absolutely sure I say it the right way because it does change. And get rid of that. And... okay. Tier 1 is 0 to 12%, and Tier 2 is 12.1 to 20. Tier 1 masks are suggested. Tier 2, they're required.
Okay, so it's a, you know, you're dealing with, I don't know how, do you know how many schools are, I know that there is no mask mandate, per the governor or whatever, do you know what percentage of schools have any mask mandate at all?
Not precisely, but I have looked up about a month ago. I called the about 10 schools that still had mask mandates and talked through that. Several of those schools no longer have them. I did talk to schools around us that don't have mask mandates and asked them, are they seeing higher levels of transmission and those type of things. They are not. Southeastern Community College, masks are optional.
Right.
You know, if people wanted vaccines and booster shots, they've had opportunity to get them. If they choose not to, they've made that decision themselves as an individual.
I know that there were some school districts that initiated a mask mandate, but they said it would be in effect only until students could have at least the opportunity to get a vaccination, and then that would be off after that, depending upon their school board. But you know, I think maybe that's what we're dealing with here. We're still dealing with uncertainty, aren't we?
We are. It's you know, you look at it. Five or six superintendents I talked to, they're like, we're treating it like the flu.
Okay.
You get it, you go home, you get better, you come back. Masks are not required. So the number of schools that still have the masks continues to go down. Des Moines, Iowa City, Burlington.
Are tests required for any students that come back when they're if they've been sick?
They're not.
Okay. So it's based on, hey, you're sick, you're sick. If you're not sick, you're okay.
If you don't report it, we can't make you report it. It's protected by law. It's a
HIPAA health thing, isn't
it? It's a HIPAA thing. It's a medical record.
Right.
You know, if they now say, like myself, Monday morning I tested positive. Saturday morning, until that Saturday morning,
right,
I didn't go anywhere.
Individual businesses have the option to do that, but schools do not.
Well,
so to speak, or do
so
they?
To speak. Well, if they don't report,
yeah,
know what I mean, you don't know.
Okay.
And so we're flying by the seat of our pants, you know. And like myself, I looked at it. Okay, my civic duty is to stay home for five days, do what the Department of Public Health says to do, because I owe that to my fellow citizens. So that's what I did.
All right.
But you don't know.
Calendar for next year. Do you have one?
Well, we calendar committee has started meeting, and they're working on it. They like the way the Friday half-day PD and then the whole-day PD. They like that, so I assume it's going to look a lot like this year. I always stay out of that. I don't have a horse in that race.
Right.
The teachers do. So I really allow one of the principals to work with some teachers, you know, and Corey Johnson gets in there, you know, because of PD and – you know, those type of things. But I stay out of that. I'm a 12-month employee. I work year-round. It doesn't affect me.
When will your final day be? Do you have a date?
The final day I'm looking at is somewhere around June 20th.
Okay.
Maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later. Every year I think I get like 20 vacation days, and over my 8 years at Burlington, my wife gets mad because every year I don't use like 10 or 15 of them. You know, because you can't do your job if you're not there, and the operational tempo is such that you need to be there, so you just don't go on vacation. This year that I'm just going to wait.
Okay.
The 5 or 6 times where I came off of active duty with the Department of Defense, they have what's called terminal leave.
Right.
Any leave that you have built up, you can leave and continue to get paid even though you're home because you're just on leave.
Okay.
What I'll do this year is...
So you're going to combine, you're going to utilize some of them.
Right. At the end, I will say, hey, I have this many leave days left, so this is the day I'm walking out the door.
Okay.
So it'll be just like terminal leave with the Department of Defense, but...
Search department or search committee for a new superintendent. I'm going to guess that's active now, isn't it?
It is. I tried to position Burlington in a spot where they could get going early and have a pick of the crop, you know... The process when they hired me was very late in the year. I had to ask for permission to be released from my contract. There were all these things that the timing was, it was necessary at that time to do what they did, but it was also not the best timing. I tried to position Burlington in the best timing so that they could have pick of the litter. They could also have time to work through, and they chose Grundemeyer, who's a professor at the university, Drake University in Des Moines. And his search firm is working with the board and the cabinet.
When do you anticipate that they will have a decision?
I would have to look at their timeline. But again, I'm staying out of that.
You don't have a dog in the hunt, so to speak.
Well, but I don't want to. I want the board to choose who the board chooses, and for the reasons they choose that person. And I don't think it'd be appropriate of myself to try to name my own.
Obviously not.
That would be way politicized.
Anyway, well, I guess as the semester goes along, you're making plans, though, obviously, for your future, though, as you go along, right?
Yeah, I am. We're looking at the Department of Defense maybe going overseas and teaching for them or being an administrator for the schools for the service members' children.
But it's sort of right now everything's sort of – it's all fluid right now.
It is. Jenna's sister Jan and her husband bought land in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay, right.
And I have several members of my advisory team that I led in Afghanistan who work at White Sands Missile Base. And there's people that are saying, "Hey, Pat, come live in New Mexico. The weather's nice. You don't shovel snow. You know, this type of thing. We'd love to have you." You know, and then you just getting stuff, you know, through email and people reaching out and saying, "Hey, we'd love to hire you," you know, that type of thing. It's nice to be wanted. You know what I mean?
It is nice. That is nice.
And I'm going to be 58 in June. So I got good years in me. And, but when I talked to the wife, we've always said, you don't get to pick your mission. Sometime your mission picks you, whether you like it or not, you know, and then you move out and do what you need to do. So we'll see what picks me, maybe.
Well, I've always said, basically keep having fun.
Right.
And when it's time to go, go and continue to have fun. That's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah. And my wife did say, don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire, Pat.
Okay.
You know,
so. Well, your wife and my father and your father, we'd get along just fine.
Exactly.
Have a great day. Thanks, Pat.
I will. You're welcome.